I mean, you sure you want to hear Wipeout? We don't mind prostituting ourselves for you. Wipeout.
What Quan hold in his magical conjurance of his little cauldron of doom. Now check it on out now. Somewhere over there, I can tell. I guess so. There's a voice of a potato head. Whatchamacallit?
Who to tell?
Who does not wish me well? His clothes are quite stupid, and also his shoes.
No business like show business.
He's got a big old duck mouth. Who knows how he chews? He thinks he knows something about the great plan. How ultimate blandness. The reason for doing this criminal shit. And then if he did, would it matter a bit? Not at all. Because it is red. Our beige blandish God tends to certify it. Only the boring bland shall survive. Only the lamest of lamest will thrive. Take it or leave it, you won't be alive if you are overly creative. Fairies and faggots and queers are creative. All the best music on Broadway is native. Who will step forward and end all this trouble for beige-landish citizens clutching the rubble of vanishing dreams of whippish amusement replaced by a rash of creative confusion? My great zombies, you'll make your return. Broadway will blow, Broadway will burn, along with the remnants of everything new. High holy disease will do wonders for you. Those lovely producers who pay for you then will do it again and again and again.
The spying potato,
the spying potato,
will harm on the show.
It's a terrible addiction.
Will rot in the garden.
I can smell it right now.
When this show's eviction
takes place shortly after my alternate skill of theatrical sabotage triumphs your will.
I have a special review. I've been saving for years. For a show just like this.
For a minute to a show.
With potatoes and wheels.
I'll say it's disgusting, atrocious, and dull. I'll say it makes boils inside of your skull. I'll say it's the worst of the year. The wind on the plane and it's hot on your ear. I'll say it's the work of an infantile mind. I'll say that it's tasteless and that you will find a better excuse to spend money or time at a Tupperware party.
Well,
so dubious party.
Well,
hold on to that dollar a little while longer. For spending it here, why it couldn't be wronger. What's happened to Broadway? Where's it gone, all the glitter? The heart and soul, the patter, the pitcher. And after this deadly review, it's the paper. Then will come Roper, Ben, and Raper to legally excerpt you all that remain of this tragic amusement for drug addled brains. Drug addled brains.
what's happened to Broadway? Where's it gone, all the glitter? The heart and soul, the better, the bitter. And after this tempting, if it's the paper, it will come roper, bender and raper to legally execute all that remain of this tragic amusement for drug Alan Gray.
A bummer every summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care.
Pilot every ugly, shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk,
go to wait.
Be a jerk,
go to wait.
Be a jerk,
gotta wait.
Be a jerk,
gotta wait.
Do your job and do it right.
Life's a ball,
TV tonight. Do you love it, do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it.
The city hall mind, the dream of a girl about 13. Off with her clothes and into a bed where she tickles his fancy all night long.
His wife's attending an orchid show. She's wheeled for a week to get him to go. But back in the bed, his teenage queen is rocking and rolling and acting obscene.
Loves it, he loves it. It curls up his toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled. Oh, City Hall Fred, she's nasty, she's nasty. She digs it in bed.
and do it some more. And that does it, by golly. And she's nasty for sure. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Only 13, and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty young man.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Put my daughter in chocolate syrup and slap her on again. Oh, baby! Smother that girl in chocolate syrup and slap her on again. She's my teenage baby. She turns me on. I like to make her do a nasty all the way I'm smoking. Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup and boogie to the gas gun.
Time to go home. Madge is on the phone.
Gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
It good, you know that confinement loaf is real good stuff. Hey, you ought to try some.
They got lies so big they don't make a noise. They tell them so well like a secret disease that makes you go numb.
With a big old lie and a flag and a pie and a mom and a Bible, most folks are just liable to buy any line, any place, any time. When the lie's so big, as in Robertson's case, that sinister face behind all the Jesus hurrah could result in the end to a worrisome trend in which every American not born again could be punished in cruel and unusual ways by this treacherous cretin who tells everyone that he's Jesus' best friend. When the lies get so big and the fog gets so thick and the facts disappear, the Republican trick can be played out again. People, please tell me when we'll be rid of these men.
Oh,
religious fanatics around and about the courthouse, the state house, the Congress, the White House. Criminal saints with a heavenly mission, a nation enraptured by pure superstition.
Do you believe in the invisible army?
When the lies so big and the fog so thin and the facts get forgotten and the Republican trick,
ketchup is a vegetable,
it can be played out again. People, please tell me when we'll be rid of these men.
One more time for our men in uniform. You guys aren't in any hurry tonight, are you? All right. Hey, would you like to hear some other new songs we've been working on that aren't completely ready yet? All right. Okay, now this one really isn't in very good condition at all, but I want to test it on you because, you see, this song is about the disco boy's father. Now, you got to imagine, you know about disco boy, you got to imagine that his dad wants to stay young, and to stay young, you think young. You also dress young. That means you have to get several chains around your neck. One of them must have a shark tooth on it. Another one must have a tiny golden spoon and maybe a mezuzah or some other sort of religious artifact. You must wear some sort of very casual clothing that will be open to your navel. You must look good. The trouble only starts when you go to a discotheque and try and dance with the rest of those assholes that are pumping their buttocks around down there. Now this song is called Dancin' Fool, and it is in such bad repair at this stage of the game that I'm going to have to dwindle back over there, and me and the band are going to talk it over, and we're going to try and give Dancin' Fool its world premiere right here at the Palladium. You guys up for it? Okay, do you remember enough of it from the rehearsal to try and do it? Hey, cameraman, cover this. This is verite. This is really happening. It may be terrible, but let's get it on film. All right. Let me hear the G. You got the chimes, right? Don't forget your choreography. Here we go. I don't know much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. I walk on in just to give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, well, I can't hear the chords. No, do that verse again. Couldn't hear the chords. The disco folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. I just walk in to give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. They has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. The beat goes on, but I'm so wrong. And the beat goes on, and I'm so wrong. And the beat goes on, and I'm so wrong. And the beat goes on, and I'm so. But I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I don't know much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He hasn't been while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so. Wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now.
with my very own disco claws. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool, I'm a dancing fool, I'm a dancing fool, I'm a dancing fool, he's a dancing fool.
I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a...
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Later that night, all green and buzzing in the dungeon of despair. Prisoners grumble and kiss their clothes and scratch their matted hair. A tiny little light from a window hole 100 yards away is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking and the weeping rain is gone. In the room where the giant fire buffer works, and the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. Rats and snot and vomit on the floor. 50 ugly looking soldiers man holds fears by the iron door. Knives and spikes and guns and the likes are every tool of pain. And a sinister little midget with a bucket and a mouth. A sinister little midget with a bucket and a mouth. A sinister little midget with a bucket and a mop.
Where the blood goes down the drain. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking and a weeping greenish drop. In the room where the giant fire bubble works, the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops.
And the trotters first, the loins and groins are soon dispersed.
His carving star is well rehearsed. He stands and shouts,
men
be
the best, of course, among the worst.
He's the best, of course, of all the worst.
Some are wrong, I've been done, he had done it first.
Some wrong, he done it
first. And he sleeps so bad, his bones been choking.
Creeping, greenish drops.
In the night of the iron sausage,
where the torture never stops.
The torture never stops.